I think it's quite a powerful video, and I like it. It shows the choreography from conception to where we are today. And I think it also highlights some of the research we're doing to see the world's changing impact. And my colleague yesterday, Dr. Rengi, talked about Wi-Fi as an example, and choreography integral in the development of Wi-Fi. So I want to start with that video. My name is Matt Monkhouse. I'm Director of Global Engagement, Business Development for Macquarie University. Delighted to be here today. Good afternoon to everyone. And I'd also like to send a big congratulations to the conference organisers. It's such a successful event. I thank you for being invited and able to speak. And just that I've enjoyed hearing all the presentations and to meet some new friends. So thank you. Now, my presentation today, I'm going to talk a little bit about Macquarie International, the international office, and talk a little bit about the university in general, just to give a quick info, an intro. But then I'm going to talk a little bit about how, as an international office, we manage, we influence, and we support internationalisation throughout the university. Our particular department, as you can see on this slide, is split into several different units: global engagement, business development, international relations, academic programs, international communication, and international administration. So we're really touching more across the university. And then I talk, just at the end, finish up a little about Australian education in general. So Macquarie, just to give you a really short overview, the only few things I want to touch on here is really just, I guess, the size, give you some scope of the university. We are a Sydney-based university with around 43,000 students in total, around 11,000 international. So around 25% international. Students coming from around 130 different nationalities. As I said, Sydney-based university, we are basically around something called North Ryde. We also have a presence in the CBD and the city location. Only university in Australia have our own subway station on campus, which is very convenient for us. We spoke a little bit yesterday again about the university's location being the largest high-tech corporate park in the Southern Hemisphere. And Cochlear was an example my colleague spoke of that I think links our industry connection to our research, to our attention quite well. I'll skip through some of these because I really want to get into, I've only got 15 minutes, so I want to get into some of the more detailed areas. So Macquarie, we are a fully comprehensive university. We have five faculties: a faculty of science and engineering, a faculty of business and economics, a faculty of human sciences, arts, medicine and health sciences, and we have a graduate school of management, and we also have a pathway centre for students if they need direct entry. Now, this is where I really want to start talking about internationalisation. We've heard from some of my colleagues and other presenters around, you know, having a strategy in place, a university strategy for internationalisation. At Macquarie University, we certainly have that. This is a snapshot of our strategic priorities. There are seven strategic priorities across Macquarie University. The one I want to touch on today is our strategic priority five. And I think with that, as we said, it's important that an international strategy permeates the entire university. So we have a top-down management approach, but all staff and bottom-up are buying into it and appreciate and understand what it means. So our strategic priority five is emboldening Macquarie University's recognition and international presence. So I think the university demonstrates this through a range or number of support mechanisms. I think one of the interesting things is our structure or our staffing. Every department will have someone dedicated to international. Every faculty has an associate dealing with international. We work with them very closely, so they are constantly working with the international office and other departments on any international matters across the university. It's the funding that the university awards and puts towards international, not just to the foreign international, but some of the other departments and areas which I'll touch on today. I think really shows that we're serious about internationalisation and what we do. Now, I'm going to touch on something that's a little bit contentious issue, I think. There's pros and cons, and I think there's a lot of feelings in this room about international education as an industry. Whether you like it or not, for many countries, for many universities, international education is a very important source of revenue. This is also true for Macquarie University. Australian universities, the funding models we have, we get limited government funding, meaning other important revenue streams need to be found. Part of those, international students. International students from many countries, Australia, UK, USA, Canada, in general, very important revenue streams for universities and the actual country for the government, which I'll touch on a little bit. It is interesting, as I said, it's contentious. I was just in Germany, where even talking about the introduction of a nominal international student fee is highly debated. So it's interesting where some countries stand on this. What we can do before a university, we receive about 20% of total university revenue comes from international students. That's very important revenue for the university. But what that also allows us to do is have a good corporate social responsibility strategy in place. So a lot of the money that comes into the university, we utilize for research funding, so we work with our HDR office to be able to move some of this funding around and spread across the university to be able to support scholarships for research, to be able to ensure scholarships for coursework students, to be able to ensure the support services and things that international students have are there. And as I go through the presentation on what we do within the international office, you'll see basically just this revenue is one part, the overall engagement we do and the mutually beneficial relationships we develop with other institutions and other countries' governments is integral, and that's where this funding comes in. And this is all public data. Australian universities produce reports each year, so everything I've got here is actually public. And you can see for us, 26%, as I said, come from international students. But it's not to underestimate also the cultural and the social aspect that having 11,000 students on campus brings to Macquarie University and to Australian universities. That's really amazing. Top source countries for Macquarie University listed there. Top 10, as you'd expect, for I think most countries around the world, China and India, are coming in at 1 and 2. So one thing we also do as international office that gives us, an advantage and allows us to really work on our internationalisation strategy is we have around 14 staff based offshore. Our international office has around 120 staff in total, around 120 staff in our international office. 14 of those are based offshore. We have around 4 staff in China, 2 in Latin America, we have 2 in UK, managing Europe and Africa. We have a presence in Southeast Asia, South Asia, and also the USA. So this gives us, makes us, at the international office, very dynamic. So what do we do with the international office? And as I said, there are activities across the internationalisation spectrum that we manage, that we basically influence or we support. So you might be surprised to look at some of the activities we do. And as I said, we need to be upfront and say the primary role for an international office, and I would say all international offices at all Australian universities, is international student recruitment. That is generally the primary role. But we do much more than that. Education agent management, so we have a network of education agents around the world that we also manage. Government engagement, capacity building. This is where I was talking about having large revenue streams coming in from certain parts of the university allows us to do things that maybe some other universities are unable to do. Capacity building for governments. We have recently undertaken capacity building projects, and these are essentially coordinated by the international office, but we work very closely with faculty and academics on delivery. We've just delivered basically capacity building projects for Indonesia in financial crime, governance, management of corruption or anti-corruption. With Bangladesh, we're putting in a curriculum to train the Bangladesh Police Academy. So we've got all these various programs around the world. There's many more, but I haven't got time to go into too much detail. The diplomatic function, again, internationalisation, we're developing a French day on campus, for example. So our international office works very closely with the embassies in Australia, but when we travel, we also meet and work with embassies around the world. Some people here may be aware or may not be aware. In Iran, Australia has a full embassy. I believe we're the only country that is issuing student visas for Iranian citizens from here in Tehran. So we work very closely with our embassy on a range of factors there. So that's a really important aspect for Australia. As I mentioned, we'll have a French day. The French embassy is involved in that. So it's a celebration of everything cultural on campus that is French. So these are things we do regularly. And just one of the aspects of the diplomatic engagement function. Institutional engagement, we spoke around developing dual programs, mobility, staff, professor exchange. Our international office, we manage a staff exchange program. We fund our academic staff to have an overseas experience. So we will fund that with partner institutions. So we strategically identify partner institutions and then we work to basically ensure we have academic exchange. So that's another way that we're touching on that. As well as mobility, joint degree, dual degree programs. We're also sending some of our students abroad, so it's not all one way by any means. Skills engagement, outbound mobility. Something that the Australian government has in place that's a fantastic program is called NCT, Mutual Unload Program. The Australian government also has funding that they put through the universities, and we select the students to send overseas and have an overseas experience. And we work very closely with the Australian government in that space. We also manage exchange and general mobility. So we have around a $2 million Australian dollar scholarship within Macquarie International that we use to send students abroad. So we again identify institutions, countries, partnerships, and we send students on an overseas experience. There are domestic Australian students, but also international students. So you may have a student who from here comes from Iran, comes to Sydney, studying at Macquarie University, will then go and have an overseas experience. They may go to Indonesia, Thailand for a semester, then come back to Sydney. Our university also has something that's quite unique that we see a lot of interest in from around the world. It's called PACE, Professional and Community Engagement. Every student at Macquarie University must do a PACE program or a PACE component within their degree. A lot of the time, these will be overseas experiences. So we again fund this, so we are funding our students to have this overseas experience. GLP stands for Global Leadership Program. Again, this is another program or a way that we can get students on an international level to have an overseas experience, going overseas to attend conferences, to speak at conferences, attend leadership development programs, volunteer charity work. Again, funded by Macquarie International. And I mentioned exchange. We're working very hard to ramp up our exchange. This year, we had 700 students have an overseas experience. We've got targets for 1,200 by the end of 2017. And I mentioned study abroad. Other areas, I'm just conscious of time, enrollment, inquiry management. We do all admission function, everything within Macquarie International, exhibitions, events, alumni. We work very closely with our international alumni. So we have an alumni division. Basically, this is advancement, so we work very closely with them on keeping in contact with their alumni. They're a very important part of the university. So again, another way we keep engaged with our returning alumni. Compliance, risk, we manage all risk and international risk for the university as around student visas and what's called student streamline visa. A function, market intelligence. We as a university, again, we work very closely with the faculty around market engagement strategies. So when we seek developing opportunities around the world, Macquarie University and Macquarie International is there basically to try and develop these. And we do a lot of basically analysis on countries and regions that are developing where Macquarie University may have opportunities to work in partnership with government or other institutions. Building brand awareness again around the world. Industry corporate engagement. As an international office, again, we work very closely with corporate and industry in identifying opportunities for internships, for graduate positions. So part of what my team and what we do when we travel, we engage corporate and industry. We want our students on graduation to be able to return to their home country and have opportunities to be able to take up internships for graduate positions. So we work closely on basically having agreements with multinationals and other organisations who we come into contact with to basically ensure that there's opportunities for returning students. Support faculty. We work very closely with faculty. As we said, there's all these touch points. I think an interesting thing, we're talking about curriculum, courses, curriculum development. We work with faculty to ensure that there's opportunities again for internationalisation within the program. Are there study tours? Are programs that should have an overseas experience built into the program? Something like a Master of International Relations. When I first started, we had a Master of International Relations. The student had opportunities for students in that program to undertake an overseas experience as part of the program. So these are things that we're rapidly changing. We work very closely with faculty and academics to build these in. It's also of interest that any new programs that are developed at the university, so any new coursework programs developed must have approval by Macquarie International. We look at the program for viability, the structure, and say, yes, this is great, we'll go ahead, or it's good, but maybe we need to adjust these sort of things. So we look at this and analyse it very closely. We support our high degree research office. They have their international strategy, and we support it any way we can with that. We support corporate engagement and advancement. Again, they are truly looking after corporate and alumni, but we support them very closely. Student wellbeing, again, I talked about employability and student experience. It must be a good student experience. Students want outcomes. Students today, we said international students are paying per Australian university premium fee to study in Australia generally. We need to make sure that experience is first class. Community engagement, I touched on special projects. Macquarie International, we also get involved in some of these things like Big History, First Australia. As an example, First Robotics is a robotics program that we work with around 500 schools internationally. Macquarie University is the host and we manage this First program internationally. So again, it's just an outreach program, it's engagement. It's really essentially gives some of our current students who are in First and overseas experience again to basically participate in these robotics programs around the world. But also importantly, for overseas schools and our basically partner schools to come to Australia and have an experience in First. Part of also what we do closely in working with the university is engaging with the external funding agency. So part of what we need to do collaboratively with other divisions in the university, in particular our high degree research office, is make sure that we're on every major scholarship body around the world. So we interact again very closely with various governments, and these are some of the, as an example, some of the scholarship funding bodies that we are a part of. We spoke about the Coach Hotel and the engagement you have with Coach Hotel. I think it's absolutely amazing the international interaction we have institutionally on research. And I think for my colleague Dr. Remy and the Hybrid Research Office are doing an amazing job in this space. Now, just to finish off, I've got 50 seconds left. I just wanted to touch on, again, we spoke about international education for Australia and how important that is. As an Australian industry, some of you may not be aware, but be startled by the fact that it is around a $16 billion industry, that's US dollars, around 20 billion Australian dollars per year, international education. So this is how important this is to Australia. Overseas students generally make up, on average, 20% of Australian universities internationally. So that's, again, mind-blowing figure, I think. It's actually the third largest industry in Australia. It's the largest service industry, export industry. So you have iron ore, coal, international education. It's very big. I think the support we get from government, again, is outstanding. I was pleased to see where we had the Education Iran page and the Iranian government supporting international education. I think Australia, again, is a case study and a wonderful example of supporting international education. We have so much research, so much intelligence available from the Australian government, so much support. The Australian government maps out the data they keep on international student visa. Everything that they have in place is absolutely first class. I'm happy to discuss some more. I know we're out of time, but happy to discuss all of this some more. But I'll finish off with that slide. Thank you.